A figure in a silver spacesuit is using a broom-shaped brush to paint the vast hull of a red spaceship. From a distance, the figure is little more than a tiny speck on an enormous letter F, forming part of the ship's name, Red Dwarf. Resembling a giant whale with an elongated hexagon for a nose and a huge thruster for a tail, the craft lumbers through space. An asteroid is embedded in the ship's hull, the contours of which are defined by a mass of ducts, antennae, and machinery. Better Than Life by Rob Grant and Doug Naylor. Holly materializes.
3 million years from Earth, the mining ship Red Dwarf. Its crew, Dave Lister, the last human being alive. Arnold Rimmer, a hologram of his dead bunkmate. And a creature who evolved from the ship's cat. Message in. Additional. Loneliness weighs heavily on us all. Personally, the only thing that keeps me going is the thought that we are over 60 billion miles away from the nearest Burnie Inn.
A small conical craft floats towards the Red Dwarf.
For mild stomach upset, take 1 teaspoonful. For acute indigestion, take 2.
He empties the milky liquid into a glass.
Well, a highly enjoyable meal all round. Obviously, you can't expect perfection first time, but I was quite delighted with the way my dumplings went down.
Real dumplings. Proper dumplings when they're properly cooked to perfection. Proper dumplings should not bounce.
True, but compared to what I thought they were going to be like, they were quite superb.
So how's the cat?
He's just sleeping off the stomach pump. He'll be all right. The lamb was a bit of a flop, though.
The lamb? Everybody thought the lamb was the cheese. And that lemon meringue pie, man, what was in there?
I thought you liked that. You brought some back.
Yeah. I wanted to try some out on my athlete's foot.
It's not easy, Lister, cooking. When you're dead, you don't exist, and you're made entirely of light.
That's your excuse for everything, isn't it? Being dead.
I'm just trying to rehabilitate myself, trying to do the everyday normal things that most living people take for granted.
You've got the scutters to help you.
What, Pinky and Smegging Perky? What use are they? It's like giving blind Pew contact lenses.
They only do what you tell them to.
Ah, but they don't, do they? You say, keep an eye on that lamb. And they do. They sit there for 3 hours and watch it burn.
So? They've got no emotion, have they? It's not built into their software.
Have you seen their broom cupboard? It's full of pin-ups of John Wayne. That cannot be right, can it? Piled this high with film fun magazines? Not the way spanners behave in my book.
Oi, what's happening, dudes?
Hi-ho.
Guess what?
What?
Go on, have a guess.
What is it vaguely about?
No clues, just have a guess. I knew you wouldn't get it. Postpod's arrived.
What, the mail?
It's been tracking us since we left Earth. Now we've turned round, it's caught up.
Do you mean it's taken 3 million years?
Yeah, that's about average for second-class post.
The Scutters, a pair of small robots, each with a solitary pincer-like arm, are playing cowboys and Indians.
See what I mean?
Next, an enormous pile of mail. A pincer slyly grabs a package from the John Wayne fan club.
There's everything here. All the mail, entertainment cassettes, a new batch of movies.
Yo, the new Friday the 13th movie. Friday the 13th, part 1649.
Look, Casablanca. They've remade Casablanca.
Philistines. I mean, how can you remake Casablanca? The one starring Myra Binglebat and Peter Beardsley was definitive.
Yeah, that's all right, man. Knockout. Of all the space bars in all the worlds, you had to rematerialise in mine.
Look, a cassette of a whole year of Earth news here.
And 2 seasons of zero-G football. I'll see you in the spring.
What a total immersion video games.
Where? Oh, these are brilliant. You can't get hold of these for love nor money. These are like Venus's arms. These are like Brooke Shields's buttocks.
What are they?
Well, they're computer games, aren't they? But electrodes are inserted into your frontal lobes and hypothalamus, right? So you actually feel as though you're really, really there. Yes!
Fine, Holly, there's something here for you. It's a video letter.
Bang it on.
An older man.
Strike a light. It's Gordon.
Who's Gordon?
He's the 11th generation AI computer aboard the Scott Fitzgerald. He's got an IQ of 8,000.
All right, Hull. It's Gordon.
Awesome, his intellect, I tell you.
Just sending on the latest move in our chess game. My move is pawn, right? That's the little knobbly ones down the front. Pawn to king four. Your move. Well, I better sign off now. See you, Hull. Bye.
Gordon is still on screen and looks a little confused.
How'd you turn this off, then?
You were playing postal chess with him, were you?
Well, a chance to lock horns with an intellect of that calibre, I'd be a fool not to. Pawn to king four, eh? He's a sly one.
So who's winning, Hull?
Well, he is, really. That was the first move.
The ship thunders on through the universe. Lister's searching through the mail.
Me, 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 you, me.
It's all junk mail, yours, you know.
Me, me, me.
You send off for every bit of rubbish going, you do. Just so you'll have some mail to open.
Me, me.
Please rush me my portable walrus polishing kit. 4 super brushes that will clean even the trickiest of sea-bound mammals. Yes, I am over 18, although my IQ isn't.
Me, me. Smeg! Outland Revenue?
Oh, 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 Outland Revenue!
8,500!
8,500! That's a lot of tax, isn't it, Lister? How on Titan are you going to pay for that, eh?
I'm not. It's yours.
What?
Now, this is wrong. It's wrong. That's well wrong, Lister.
Relax. It doesn't matter now. They're not going to catch you now, are they?
What do you mean? Just because we're 3 million years into deep space and the human species is extinct? That means nothing to these people. They'll find us.
Me.
God, I'll be worrying about this all the time now.
Me. You know, another one for you. Rear Admiral Lieutenant General Rimmer.
That's from my mother.
Rear Admiral.
Every time I take an exam, I tell her I've passed. It's getting embarrassing now. I should be Commander-in-Chief of the whole universe.
Do you want me to open it?
Open it.
Dear Rimmer, is this from your mum?
That's Mumsy.
This handwriting's terrible. I hope this epistle finds you adequately healthy to discharge your duties. You know, maybe I shouldn't be reading this deeply personal stuff.
Just get on with it.
I write to inform. I write to inform you that your father is dad. Well, of course he is. Maybe it's your father's stroke, Dad.
Dead.
I can't make it out.
My father is dead.
What?
My father is dead.
Oh, yeah, it's an E. That's what it is. Your father's dead, Rimmer. Oh, way. Sorry.
Is that all she says?
Just that he passed away peacefully in his Jeep. Sleep.
Rimmer is on the observation deck, wearing a dressing gown. He's staring wistfully into space when Lister appears at the door onto the deck. He stands next to Rimmer.
Can't sleep? Me neither. I remember when my dad died, you know. was only six. Got loads of presents of everyone like it was Christmas. I remember wishing a couple of more people would die so I could complete my Lego set. Grandma tried to explain, you know. She said he'd gone away and he wasn't coming back. So I wanted to know where, like, you know. She said he was very happy and he'd gone to the same place as my goldfish. So I thought they'd flushed him down the bar. I thought he was just round the U-bend, you know. I used to stuff food down and magazines and that for him to read. He took me to a child psychologist in the end. Because they found me with my head down the bowl reading the football results.
I knew he was dead. I mean, they're all dead, aren't they? Just getting that letter makes it seem like it happened yesterday.
You never said much about him.
No.
You must have been pretty close.
Close?
Sorry, very close.
Close? I hated him. I detested his fat, stupid guts, the pop-eyed, balding git. He always wanted to join the Space Corps, be an officer. But they wouldn't take him because he was an inch below regulation height. 1 inch. I had 3 brothers. When we were young, he bought a traction machine so that he could stretch us. By the time my brother Frank was 11, he was 6'5". Every morning, he'd measure us. If we hadn't grown, back on the rack.
Sounds like he had the screw loose.
I don't think he had one screw fully tightened, to be perfectly honest with you. He had this fixation that we all had to get into the Space Corps. At mealtimes, he'd ask us questions on astro-navigation. If we got them wrong, no food.
God, Rumour, how did you cope with that?
I didn't. I nearly died of malnutrition.
I had no idea. I thought you adored your parents.
When I was 14, I divorced them.
What?
I took them to court. I got paid maintenance till employment age and access every fourth weekend to the family dog.
So why are you so completely blown away about him dying, then?
Oh, it doesn't mean to say I didn't respect him, didn't look up to him. It was only natural. It was my father.
There's nothing natural about your family, Rimmer.
It's just... I always wanted, just once, for him to say to me, well done.
For what?
For something, for anything. I wanted him to be proud of me. Just once. And now...
My stomach has been pumped and now I'm hungry. Hey, there you are. Hey, man, I'm so hungry, I just have to eat.
Rimmer's dad's died.
I prefer chicken.
The ship lumbers defiantly on through the blackness of space. Next, a television news programme on Groovy Channel 27. The presenter has a letter H in the middle of her forehead.
Good evening. Here is the news on Friday, the 27th of Geldof. Archaeologists near Mount Sinai have discovered what is believed to be a missing page from the Bible. The page is presently being carbon dated in Bonn. If genuine, it belongs at the beginning of the Bible and is believed to read, "To my darling Candy, all characters portrayed within this book are fictitious and any resemblance to persons living or dead is purely coincidental." The page has been universally condemned by church leaders. Europe, a terrorist...
Rumours watching the show when Kat goes over to him. ...fanatical
left-wing group dedicated Listen, to the... Listen, pause! It's about your father. If it's any help, he's in the ground now. Well, sure, it's bad news for him, but on the other hand, it's party time for all the little worms. There's just no consoling him.
Lister watches Cat leave.
Rimmer, listen, me and the cat were going to go and play a TIV. Wondered if you wanted to come. Oh, come on. Holly says he can key you in. No?
Play.
middle class, was arrested today. The man, Henry Leclerc, was attempting to poison the mineral spring in France, which is the source of all the world's Perrier water. Had he succeeded, experts believe the middle class would have been wiped out within 3 weeks. Techno news, the new sensation sweeping the solar system is the Total Immersion video game, Better Than Life. Using the new SensoLock feedback technique, Better Than Life is able to detect all your desires and fantasies and then make them come true. So great is the appeal of Better Than Life, when one store in New Tokyo ran out of stocks, rubber nuclear weapons had to be deployed to disperse the crowds. Sport, England's underwater hockey team's tour of Titan.
The three of them are on the deck.
Better Than Life it is!
Brilliant!
Let's play!
They put on headsets that resemble cycling helmets on their heads and grin happily.
Key me in, Holly.
They each drift into a trance. Now, they're striding along a spacecraft walkway towards large ornate doors. On the other side is a dark space leading to a second, equally elaborate wooden doorway. When they make their way through, they find themselves on a deserted beach.
What sort of game is this? It's incredible. It's just like being here. Yes!
A blonde woman in a floating white dress.
That's what's-her-name, the actress of the 20th century. Mary Magdalene. It's Marilyn Monroe, you gimp. I think she fancies you. What does that prove? She's not blind. Hey, baby, I'm a little busy right now. I'll catch you later, okay? It's absolutely incredible. Look, look.
Excuse me, you're probably really busy, but can I just say you are my all-time favourite fascist dictator. I mean, I've read all your war diaries, and your Italian campaign was brilliant. Could you just sign this for me? Make it out to my good pal Arnie from your dear chum Napoleon Bonaparte. It's not for me, it's for my sister Alison. We call her Arnie.
Lister and Kat look on.
Napoleon Bonaparte, so what's a graph?
Gentlemen, welcome to Better Than Life. Now, you must be hungry, and there's a restaurant just a couple of miles down the beach.
A couple of miles? How are we supposed to get there?
Any way you want. After all, this is Better Than Life.
Any way we want.
An enormous lowrider motorbike appears on the sand, and Lister and Kat jump on. They click their fingers, making cool sunglasses appear in their hands. Sand flies up into Rimmer's face. He imagines a vehicle, and when it appears, it's a three-wheeled car.
Quit thinking too small. Think big. That's more like it.
A sleek, black vintage sports car. Beaming, he climbs in and puts on the car stereo. As he listens, he imagines saluting passers-by. Then a young woman appears in the passenger seat.
Magruder.
Hi, Tiger.
I bet you're wearing a peephole bra under that, eh?
Yes, I am.
We're just one thing away from perfection.
They eye each other passionately as he switches on the engine. Then they speed off across the sand. In a sumptuous restaurant, Lister and Kat are at a table drinking enormous cocktails.
Where's Rimmer? I thought he was right behind us.
Your caviar vindaloozer. Rice, half chips, and lots more bread and butter to follow.
I never thought I'd see the day when I could eat something as classy as this, you know.
This is better than life, sir. And yours was the fish, sir.
What are you doing?
I always do this when someone gives me food.
Kat licks the waiter who's brought him a tank of goldfish.
As ordered, sir. A small quail. Are you sure you wouldn't like your fish cooked?
No, sir. I like my food to move. I'm going to eat the little fish.
Mr. Rimmer.
Sir. They're on table K on the second terrace.
Excellent. I'm going to eat you, little fishy. I'm going to eat you, little fishy, because I like little fish.
I'm sorry, I don't know what happened. I was driving along, suddenly there was Magruder. Well, one thing led to another, and
good God, this is a great game.
Twice in one lifetime, I'm turning into Hugh Hefner.
Rimmer, you can touch things.
I know. Why do you think I was so late?
Check into your room.
What room?
I mean, mine is absolutely brilliant. I've got this vibrating leopard skin waterbed in the shape of a guitar.
Yeah? Well, you should take a look at my wardrobe. It's so big it crosses an international time zone. When it's 3 o'clock where my shirts are, it's 7 in the morning for my socks.
Admiral, but what about my electronic lavvy? I mean, this thing comes when you call it, takes your trousers down, does everything for you. It's just so stylish.
Admiral!
Who is that? Just because some hoity-toity gonad-brained gimp knows an admiral, does that have to broadcast it?
Admiral Rimmer, sir!
Yonorama City, we know an admiral. Come on.
Admiral Rimmer, sir. Field Marshal Clifton sends his compliments and wonders if you'd care to join him for port and cigars.
I think there must be some mistake. I'm not an admiral. I love this game.
Gentlemen,
do excuse me.
He's now wearing an admiral's uniform.
Dom Perignon 44, sir.
In a pint, Margot.
Lister knocks back his pint of champagne, letting it dribble over his face. Then he puts the glass on his head.
It's a good year.
So I said to Hollister... Well, I can't actually remember exactly what I said to him, but it was one of the most enormously cruel and frighteningly witty put-downs ever.
Bravo, sir.
Sir, I know it's the most awful bore, but would you mind just signing this?
What's that, you little pipsqueak? My Incredible Career by Admiral A.J. Rimmer.
I've read it 18 times, sir.
There you go, Leto. Oh,
thank you, sir. Gosh, I'll be the envy of the Academy.
Father.
Son.
What are you doing here?
I'm sorry to barge in on you and your officer chummies, but...
Yes?
I just wanted to tell you.
Yes?
I just wanted to say...
Yes?
I just wanted to say... You're a total smeghead.
What? This isn't my fantasy.
No, it's mine.
Lister and Cat are playing golf on a lush green course.
Yeah. Hey, move over, man. I want to plant my hand.
It's called the ball.
Are you trying to tell me how to play this game? You think Cat's never played golf? Okay.
Having placed his ball on a tee, Cat spins round and round, then lets go of his club. They make their way across the green, each pulling a golf caddy.
Really thirsty, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Perhaps a banana bomb, sir.
Thank you, my man.
A cocktail containing a firework.
How's about a little bit of ooby dooby don't? What a pest.
A ball lands just past the hole, followed by a club.
Oh,
All right, what's happening, dudes?
We're having a real nice time. I'm dating Marilyn Monroe, and also I have another girlfriend who's a mermaid. She's half woman, half fish. It's Miranda, my girlfriend. Woo!
Somehow I'd imagine she'd be a woman on top and a fish on the bottom.
No, that's a stupid way around.
A vintage family car splutters to a halt in a country lane. Luggage is piled high on the roof, and the back seat is filled with children, each wearing a sailor suit. Rimmer is driving and is having an intense argument with Magruder, who is now heavily pregnant. Lister and Cat watch as the children scramble out of the car.
Rimmer, what happened to you?
Lister! Ah, this is a great game, Lister. I couldn't be happier.
Who are all those guys?
It's Magruder. She got pregnant. So this morning, she made me marry her. And this afternoon, we had seven kids.
This? Where's your hair tie?
It was too impractical. With all the kids and everything.
Rimmer, you fantasized that you had seven kids and a mortgage.
No.
Arnold, where are the nappy sacks?
My brain's rebelled. It just won't accept nice things happening to me. It just keeps fantasizing the horribleness.
Mr. Rimmer.
Yes?
Mr. Arnold Judas Rimmer.
Yes.
Outland Revenue, sir.
Oh, my God.
This is a demand for immediate payment.
18,000?
If you are unable to pay, sir, I am instructed by the revenue to break both your legs and pull off your thumbs. Sir.
What am I going to do? I'm broke.
I'll pay, man. I'll pay.
Lister searches his pockets.
Where's all my money gone?
Oh, no, I just fantasized it all away. This is getting worse. Help me, please.
Ah, don't move. A huge black furry spider with big teeth just crawled up your trouser leg.
I know, I just put it there. It's the thing I'm afraid of most in the whole world, a tarantula crawling up my trousers.
Remember, this is getting out of hand.
Do you think I don't know that? Ah, he's past my knees into my boxers.
Close your eyes and wish it away.
I can't.
Concentrate, man.
I can't.
They're buried up to their neck in sand.
Oh, what's he done there?
I'm sorry, I'm really sorry.
What's going on?
Our faces have been smeared with jam. We're about to be eaten alive by killer ants.
Why?
Why not?
God, dear. You can't take him anywhere, can you?
You've ruined this, Rimmer.
We're going to die. We're going to die. And it's all my fault.
Back on deck.
Dingle-bat, aren't you?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we were having a great time till you came along with your diseased brain.
You're a bozo.
I can't help it. Nice things just don't happen to me.
Hey, what's that?
It's a letter. It's for Rimmer. Dear sir, due to a computer error, you were wrongly informed that you would fail the astro-navigation exam. In fact, you passed with honours, and you are hereby promoted to Navigation Officer First Class. We enclose your pips and insignia. Smegging hell. Who said you was a loser, eh? Who said nice things never happened to you?
I did.
What, we're still in the game?
You certainly are. Now, what about my 18 grand? Come on, it's bone-crunching time, me old China. Now, where's those little thummies?